welcome to Wet Wipes and Wine, the podcast for parents who maybe want to live life a little bit differently from the norm. Maybe you want to travel more as a family or just explore new possibilities. Maybe you have family dreams you want to achieve, or maybe you just want to be surrounded by people who remind you that when life throws a load of parenting crap at you, that wet wipes or wine is usually the answer. I'm your host, Nikki Collinson-Phoenix, and each week I'll be bringing you real-life stories from my own parenting journey. I'll also be welcoming guests to share theirs, as well as introducing you to new ideas, thoughts, tips and tricks from my little black book of awesome people. Welcome to Wet Wipes and Wine. Too early for wine? Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wet Wipes and Wine. And tonight, it's going to be a session of Uncorked with the Phoenixes.
Here I am again.
Here you are. Now, you're not going to get to see this on video because we're having some video problems.
Internet slow.
Which means that you don't actually have to witness the homeless man, a.k.a. my husband, who I'm sat next to.
The one who hasn't shaved since we got to Bulgaria.
Who's trying to embrace his nomadic life by leaving his entire personal grooming routine.
I don't see many people out in the public, so...
You're just embracing rural village life now, aren't you?
I'm trying to blend in with the locals.
So Ian went through this phase a few months back where he decided he wanted to just, as far as Lani and I were concerned, it was like just let himself go. He goes through phases. And even, do you remember, Holly, I remember my friend Holly said when we took that picture, it was our anniversary.
We went for a walk, didn't we?
We went for a few years ago back on the Isle of Wight, for a walk. And we sat, and it was kind of, it would be windy. It was March, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very windy and very miserable.
We were up on the downs, and we sat to have, like, a little pat lunch. And I took this lovely little picture to reminisce of our lovely anniversary walk. Yeah. And then uploaded it to Facebook for my friend to say, who's the homeless guy?
Who's the homeless man you've befriended upon your way?
Yeah, in a hedge.
Yeah, and that was me.
Yeah. And so you go three phases of this, don't you?
Yeah, right.
I groom
and look after myself and then go through phases where I just let it all hang out.
So a few months ago, you went through some weird midlife crisis thing, didn't you?
Well, I was coming up for 50, wasn't I? So I was evaluating my life.
This before, when was man bun time?
It was...
Because that was awful.
It was this time last year.
Really?
We were in Turkey.
It was awful.
It was awful for you.
Well, that's just, you look so much older. Man buns, like, did not make you look younger. Long hair just made you look old, especially because, you know, with all due respect, love you to bits and, like, going a bit grey. You just look like you had, like, a grey man bun. And Lani and I were every day going, please do something about your hair, do something about your hair.
I'm feeling like Philip Schofield.
Yeah.
With the greyness.
With your greyness, yeah. The silver fox and all that.
Yeah.
So you went through this awful phase of trying to
You say awful, I just say phase.
Rough around the edges. And then you did go and get it cut, and then you went into dyeing it blonde over the summer.
Yeah.
And you looked hot.
That was midlife crisis kicking in big time.
Yeah, but you look really good.
I couldn't afford the convertible sports car, so I just went for some blonde streaks.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Your hair was completely blonde.
Yeah.
But you looked hot then.
Yeah.
Lani,
I don't look hot now.
Not at your best.
Okay.
Not at your best.
Okay. But
especially after Blondegate, because you were tanned, you were in your shorts, you had your blonde hair going. I was like, there's my, like, 50-year-old surfer dude.
And now I'm looking like a...
Now you've gone back into...
Bulgarian farmer.
You've just, like, let it go again now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, I can't really talk, because it's not like I'm like, wholly up together. But I did shave my legs today, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
I did.
Summer's around the corner.
Which has been a bit of a treat, really, because we have... I'm not saying struggled, because we're quite hardcore with this
camping thing, camping, caravanning stuff on our renovation in Bulgaria. But we not have having, had to prioritize.
Not having access to running hot water and stuff like that. And
we've had to prioritize. Firstly, obviously, basic washing comes first of the body. Yeah. Second priority is washing hair.
Washing hair.
Third pro, baby, you've got like bum fluff on you. I don't know how you take so long in the shower.
I have washed my hair since we've been here.
No, you have washed your hair because there's like hardly any of it to wash. But like Lani and I have got long hair, so it comes like washing first, but there isn't quite enough hot water to wash body and hair of Lani and I's hair.
Yeah.
So you have to, one day you have to wash body, then the next time you've got to wash hair, and then wash body, wash hair. And it comes to like shaving legs has just been like way down. But today.
Yeah, but the good thing is it's been so cold. It's not like you've been hanging out in your shorts,
no, but,
is it?
No, but seriously. And your Daisy Dukes, I know, and stuff. But like you could have like plaited them, my hair on my legs.
I haven't seen your legs for 3 months, babe. So
no, they've been like packed away. But today I took, we've been heating water on the log burner, and I took like a giant bucket of water. Right. And the water in the caravan, in the hot water. I was like, I want an abundance of hot water. And then I moved the radiator right down there too.
Okay.
Because you took the extension lead, so I couldn't plug the little fan heater in.
I did.
And you cannot, I don't know about, you know, other mums and people listening, but you cannot shave your legs effectively.
In cold weather.
When you've got goosebumps.
No, you can't.
It just doesn't work.
But don't be sexist. It's not just women who shave their legs.
Yeah, I forgot you did that once. So you just can't shave your legs when you're feeling cold because goosebumps and razors just don't work.
No.
So I actually I needed enough water to maintain enough warmth in the body to be able to shave the legs. So, I've actually shaved my legs. Nice. Very quickly, though, so I'm sure I've missed
a few streaks. There's patches.
There's going to be patches. Okay. But at least I feel a little bit more human. Anyway, enough about shaving my legs and that. Before we pressed record, Ian was like, what are we going to talk about today? And I was like, well, I've got a couple of ideas I'm going to think about. I'm trying to think about how I really want to keep these episodes of Us Lot quite relevant to what's going on.
But before we go on.
You are hearing us sip. We are sipping the wine.
We are on the wine tonight.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We don't
have wet wipes, but we have wine.
And I was trying to keep it like a little bit relevant to stuff of what's going on in the life right now with the whole parenting business.
Yeah.
And we've got two things going on that I thought would be good to just have a brief discussion from a parenting perspective.
I love how you spring this on me. You haven't given me any idea whatsoever.
No, what but we're I haven't thought about what we're going to talk. I just thought about it would be good topics, but because I don't want it to be scripted, do I? I want it to be.
Oh, this is really unscripted.
and this is about Lani.
Okay.
Both things are about Lani.
Okay.
So we have two things going on in the whole parental thing in the last week. We have
social media
and we have makeup.
Oh, yes.
So this is what's been going on this week.
Who would have thought she's turning 5?
So this is what I thought we could have a little talk about because these are relevant. So Lani is 12. Let's talk about social media first. Yes. Lani is 12, and it's really hard at the moment because I understand that she wants to hang out with her friends and wants to connect, and everyone else seems to have social media. And I mean, we've been very strict on social media in that she's not had any. So much so that through Global Trailblazing, I created her own social network that we could maintain some moderating within the club, of which she does use, connects. But we had the question last week about, can I have Snapchat?
Snapchat. Yes.
And it started off with, can I have Snapchat? And I was like, no. To then she actually
did some research herself. And did a presentation.
She went on Canva and did a presentation.
And it was still no.
And came and presented to us.
Yeah.
With her Canva presentation.
I will be responsible. Why, I will do this. I will do that.
And apparently there's parental controls and this, that, and the other. And the thing is, I just, I'm finding it really hard because she wanted a decision today. She asked if she could have a decision today. And I'm still undecided because I did a bit of, I mean, I've got a Snapchat. I've used it for the, I just use it for funny filter pictures when I need to look like a watermelon or something. Other than that,
or a Disney princess.
Or a Disney princess or, you know, some bunny or some silly. They do have funny filters. I'm not going to lie. They have funny filters. But I just don't, I'm scared that when you open the floodgate of one social media, you go to all the others. Yeah, I did I did do a little bit of research over the weekend. And I was reading someone that said, even though it said you can be over 13, they recommended it for around 16.
Yeah.
But then equally, I don't, there's a fine line between being the parent that doesn't let your kid get involved in anything. And then they get a bit alienated because they don't have anything.
Or do they then get it themselves and don't tell you?
She wouldn't do that. Do you think?
No. I'm not saying Lani, but. I know of kids who have been told no on whatever, so they're going to do it anyway. I remember when I was 14, 15, I wanted my ear pierced because boy George had his ear pierced. George Michael had his ear pierced and everyone else, you know, the icons,
all the greats.
All the greats. And I was like, I want my ear pierced, I want my ear pierced. Ask my mum, ask her permission. We're talking 1985, 86, somewhere around there.
You were young.
Yeah. And she was like, over my dead body, you get your ear pierced, don't ever come home again. So, of course, that's red rag to a bull. I went straight out and got my ear pierced.
No, that was just red rag to a bull for you.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, obviously, growing up was so much easier in our time because we didn't have the internet and as many peer pressures as what you have today to be perfect and look good. So as much as I don't want Lani to have social media because I think she's too young, if you say no, do they then go, well, I'll go and get it myself anyway and just not tell you?
Well, the thing is, right, she put together this presentation about, like, you can trust me, you know, there's these parental controls and stuff. And I do still need to check out those, you know, and it's all about trust and I'll be really responsible. But then today, while you were out and she was in here, so we're sat in the snug in our little renovation house and I was working in Susie Caravan and you were out with Rafe and I came in here to get something and she was meant to be on her online school lesson and I caught her rushing back to her laptop.
Because she was on YouTube.
No, she wasn't. She was down there painting her fingernails.
During a lesson?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So then I have to have a conversation with her about, like, you're asking me to trust you.
But you can't even go to your school.
But I can't even trust you to be sat on your lesson because you're now just, you're not even on there. You're listening, okay. You're painting your fingernails. So it's a really, really hard one. And I'm not sitting here as a parent on this episode saying I have the answer because I don't. But this is the reality of what's going on in our world right now is do I let her have Snapchat? Do I not? If any of you listening to this episode have experience around your kids and Snapchat, please send me a message, send me an email, hello@wetwipes.com wetwipes.show.
.show.
It's .show. It's not, that's because I was talking .com earlier, it's .show. And, like, give me your insights.
Because also the problem comes is, so say, for instance, we allow her now to have Snapchat at 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, where does it stop? Like, next 6 months' time, she wants TikTok because she starts doing a TikTok dance and so on.
No, YouTube Shorts is YouTube Shorts. Now.
Where I'm going is, Rafe is only six, but he sees his sister on social media and everything else. So then by the time he's 8, well, I want it now. And I know from talking to other parents who have had more than one child is the number one child, they've said, no, you can't have a mobile phone. You can't have Facebook. You can't have everything until you're, say, 16. And at 16, they get it. But then they've got a second and a third child. Mm-hmm. And because there's that peer pressure, child number two then gets it at 14 because, well, the older sister got it. And then child number three gets it at 12.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a bit of a spiral of where all these things go.
It's really hard. It is hard, though, because I don't want to, at some point, we have to let go of the apron strings.
You're gonna cut the wings, but not fully.
and I've got to go to a place of trust.
Yeah.
But the other bit is I'm absolutely terrified of, like, relinquishing the as. And I did explain this to her. I was talking about how, you know, I've been, as a mum and dad, we've been able to put filters on, haven't we? Mm-hmm. We've been able to shelter her from a lot of this stuff, and at some point we have to remove some of those and allow her to make some decisions and hope that she's gonna make wise decisions. But it leads on, if I can lead on, yeah, to, like, it leads on to the makeup thing we've had this week.
Okay, yeah,
right.
So yeah, we've just taken a little break from today's show so that I can tell you a little bit about Global Trailblazing, our ultimate online youth club for young and intrepid global trailblazers aged 5 to 14. A place for them to learn, grow, connect, give back and have fun with fellow trailblazers from all around the world. They can complete fun learning quests and earn badges from any of our 6 core learning banners, which are life skills, kindness and compassion, purpose, travel and adventure, innovation and the world around us. They can make new global friends, hang out online, maybe hop on a video call or work together on quests through our bespoke social network. They can get access to amazing live workshops and support disadvantaged children around the world through our Global Trailblazing Foundation. This is truly the global club your child needs to be in. So let us help you nurture their path in life to find it in their own unique and wonderful way. Why not try us out for a month and see for yourself? For more information, just visit www.globaltrailblazing.com.
I'm a bit bothered about with Snapchat. So, and I've had some really good conversations with her. So makeup. So she's been wanting makeup for years, hasn't she?
About 11 years.
When she's been, like, trying to nick my makeup from when she was really little, she's wanted makeup and wanted makeup and wanted makeup. And of course, when I was growing up, I don't even know when I started wearing makeup, but it wasn't until
36.
I don't know, maybe 14, 15, maybe 15. I don't know. It wasn't, I was older than 12 for definite. But she wants to have a bit, she's been wanting to wear makeup. So, and she's been experimenting. So we've had to make a compromise. Because again, I don't want to be the mum that stops her from doing stuff, from experimenting. You know, we were kids once and experimenting. And actually, she went to a friend's house the other day and there was a discussion around makeup and the mum wanted to speak to me first, which I really appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wanted to play with makeup. And she spoke to me and said, oh, you know, what's your thoughts around makeup? You know, the girls wanted to, like, play with makeup. And I said, I don't mind her playing with it. I just don't want her going out plastered in it. But mm-hmm. I get that girls might want to hang out in a bedroom and play with makeup, right? But now she's been begging me just to get some eyeshadow.
Okay.
So I've had to kind of relinquish and say, okay, you can start off with a little bit of eyeshadow. So she went and got some eyeshadow the other day, didn't she? And she's got, like, were you with her when she bought it? When I was in Lidl,
I was with her, but she wanted to go to the checkout on her own and pay for it
all. So she's bought, like, a palette that's what I would class as what women would call different a smoky shapes. Eye palette.
Okay.
So it's kind of all the different components that make the evening smoky eye.
Okay.
Okay. So there's some dark and there's some light. So the other day she came out, and I was it this morning or maybe yesterday, she came out and I said, you've been playing with your eyeshadow, haven't you? And she went, yeah, what do you think? And I had to sort of say to her, like, you've used a really dark one, so you look like you've got two black eyes. I said it like politely.
Yeah.
I said, you really want to go with the light one. And then it was quite sweet that, was it this morning or last night? I don't even know what's going on now, what day we're in. She asked if I could help her put some of the light one on so I could show her what to do. Oh, it was last night.
Okay.
So I said, just go with this light one and just have a little bit of glitter.
Yeah.
On your eyelids. So I'm okay with that. But I was trying to explain to her that what I want her to do, and I know it's, I really understand that it's easier said than done. And I know that it's really hard to be a 12-year-old girl nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I equally want her to just look in the mirror and love what she sees without the need for makeup.
This is the thing. I know.
And this is where it kind of ties in with social Snapchat media and the filters and all of that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know of girls that were 12 years old that had reached a point where they wore so much makeup, they wouldn't even, and I'm talking like they were foundation, contouring, I mean, they looked immaculate, but they wouldn't leave the house without that full face of makeup on.
Yeah.
And I just...
Unrealistic.
I just don't want her to be in a place where she feels so insecure about her own natural beauty.
Yeah.
That she feels like she's only presentable or acceptable to society if she's got her face plastered in makeup. So I'm worried about her now. She's wanting to go into this, you know, the makeup phases. I want her to experiment makeup. I can't sit there and say you can't have, never have makeup. Like, I put makeup on. I don't put loads on. But I worry that then you get into Snapchat and you've got filters, and then she's thinking, well, now I can't show my true face, because if I put a filter on, I look really good, and if I don't put the filter on, I don't. And like at the moment, she's going through, like, you know, a bit of the spotty phase, which is making her feel a bit self-conscious as well,
and insecure and whatever.
And I don't want it all to tie in with, well, if I have Snapchat and then I start putting filters, you know. I don't mind the bunny filters and the melon head filters.
No, but when they've got the Botox filter on and stuff like that. When
you've
got the
beauty filters on, and then you think, oh, my God. I mean, don't get me wrong, because I look at that sometimes and I'll take a picture on something and I'll put a filter on and go, damn, I look way better than that on a filter. But that's because I'm trying to hide some wrinkles and some aging and whatever, you know. Of course, if I sit there sometimes and think, oh, I look a bit nicer in that filter. But I don't want her to be having that thought at 12.
Mm.
I can have that thought at 40. Whatever the hell I am, with a bit of realistic understanding.
Well, as I said, I remember my stepmom, she's passed away now, Phyllis, for the first 20 years I knew her, I'd never seen her without a full face of makeup and a hair done.
Mm.
She wouldn't leave the bedroom in the morning.
Couldn't even leave the bedroom.
Wouldn't even leave the bedroom to come down for breakfast and a cup of tea without the full face of makeup on. But I understand that it's because she was in her late 60s, early 70s. You know, apparently, and from photographs I've seen, when she was younger, she was quite glamorous. She was a landlady of a pub, so, you know, she had to put on a front. So she was always looking her best. And, of course, as you get older, and age sets in and a wrinkle set in, you want to reclaim that youth. So
you don't.
No, not me. Not you. Me. No. You just want to look like... I want to embrace it.
You just want to look like somebody that is it. Like completely ungroomed.
So I can understand for an older person who's trying to cling on to their youth and cling on to how they used to look, having some makeup, using the filters and stuff. But as you say, it's a fine line when you've got someone who's really young and naturally beautiful and doesn't have any wrinkles, any fine, you know, any lines, any saggy eyes or anything like that. And they're already using filters and already using makeup. You know, where does it end? If they're already trying to change the way they look when they're naturally beautiful and naturally young and youthful, where's that end?
I don't know. So if anyone's got any top tips on how to navigate the makeup and the social media.
Boys or girls.
Boys or girls. So on the subject of getting older then, would you ever have cosmetic surgery?
No.
You said that like straight out.
Straight away. I'm quite happy with my ugly old mug. If you love this ugly mug, I'll love it.
I do love this ugly mug. Although I would like to have a little bit of a shave, if I'm really honest.
Do you know what? I know if
there's... I'm sure there's some of yesterday's dinner in that beard somewhere.
There might be some men out there listening who are follically challenged. And if you are, I really apologise for my next statement, because I'm sure you'll be exactly the opposite. But I sometimes are quite envious of people who are going bald or have, you know, receding hairline, because they can just shave it all off and not have to worry.
And really just said that out loud.
I don't mean shave it with a Bic razor. I mean, let's get the clippers out with a number one on there and just shave it off and just...
Yeah, but you could do it.
Once a week, just shave that dome with the clippers and not have to worry about...
Yeah, but you could do it if you wanted to. I'm looking at you from the side here right now. Look at this, like, weird tash thing. Come here, on the side. It's not even level.
And I do apologise about the statement. I don't mean
and
to.
You're just offending.
I don't mean to offend anybody. Person. But when I shave my head, I do look like I'm ill. I don't have the most.
You're really just going out
ergonomically shaped head.
So it has nothing to do with looking like you're ill. You just look odd because you don't
I look very odd and very ill and just very wrong.
Do you know what you need to do?
What's that?
You need to dye your hair blonde and go back to being my hot 50-year-old surfer dude. What did we get the other day? You did buy hair dye. It's just sat in a box.
I have. It's only to cover the grey.
Yeah, but you look really good. So you would never do cosmetic surgery. No. If someone said I could do a couple of injections up here, and here in your wrinkles, you wouldn't do it?
No. Never. And not because I'm against cosmetic surgery. Anyone who wants to have it, anyone who thinks they need it, whether it's for vanity reasons or because they've had, you know, an accident, something, I'm happy for you, man. Fill your boots. But I know I'm naturally beautiful.
You're happy to grow old gracefully, aren't you?
There's only one person I need to impress in this world, and she sat right next to me.
Okay, well, then you need to dye your hair blonde.
And
if you're
happy with the bags under the eyes and the wrinkles around the edges.
To be fair, you had the wrinkles around the edges and the bags under her eyes when I met you. Yeah. You've looked weathered for a while now.
That's growing up in different environments and climates, I think. Mm.
But, yeah, you looked really hot in the summer.
Okay.
You look good in the summer. Let's revisit that one. However, you need to understand that if in the future I feel the need to have...
Needs for speed.
No, I would have cosmetic surgery. I would have cosmetic surgery. But I think, no, but it's like we've talked about in the past, right, is I look at those people, those... celebrity people,
yeah,
who you see in the newspapers, who have gone
too far,
way too far, and I believe in there is a mental health issue in there, that it's gone from a few little tweaks here and there to actually an issue, okay, because they've gone too far, and as we talked about the other day when we were just like sitting and chatting about stuff like we do. Is I pride myself on not having quite an addictive personality. I think I can take cosmetic surgery with a sane and sensible view. And so, but if I reach like 60, 65, maybe late 50s, and I felt like things were sagging, you know,
going south.
Jowls was, well, I've already got a little bit of jowl, but like things were.
What's a jowl?
What's a jowl? These things at the side here.
Oh my goodness.
That's a jowl. No, there is. See, look, you're not going to be able to see now because we're on audio, but like if I pull my face back, you see it's gone up.
Don't ever get your jowls done.
And then if I let it go, you see it's dropped down. Right? This bit here. Okay. This is a jowl.
So who you look like then was.
Thomas the Tech Engine.
No, Silence of the Lambs. The second one, the red dragon. No, that was really? The first one. You looked like the guy who had his face eaten off by the pig.
Are you serious?
You did. You look.
Right, listen to me.
You look beautiful as you are. You don't need
that. That is very kind of you to say. But if in 10 years' time my face is literally hanging off the bottom of my skull,
yeah,
and someone said you could go and have a facelift. And I could afford to have that facelift. I need you to understand I may have that facelift.
But are we not getting back onto the same subject now of Snapchat filters?
No, because I'm talking about when I'm like in my 50s.
What, 50 old now, is it?
Yeah, well, it is. When I look in the mirror. 50s
old, is it? Oh, my goodness.
No, but I need you to understand.
My wife has just insulted me and told me I'm old.
If my face is going rapidly due south, and for a few quid, I can bring it back north slightly, right, without looking like a freak, then I'm going to do that.
Promise me one thing.
Wow.
You'll never, ever, 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 ever.
Well, I'm not getting my lips done.
Go for the old pouty, trouty lip things.
No, I'm not going for a trout pout. I don't mind my lips, although to be fair, as we're speaking right now.
Apart from the burnt bit.
So yesterday, we're trying to be really good and wholesome here, aren't we,
yes,
when we're cooking? And I've been making homemade soups. Yep. So I made leek and potato soup yesterday.
Very nice.
And I went and did a taste test and burnt my lips so badly, it's blistered. That's really sore
now,
as well.
Normally, Nikki will make dinner, lunch, whatever it is, serve it up, bring it to the table, we'll sit down.
A whole glass of wine's gone.
I will sit there blowing, 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 trying to cool it down. Before I take my first fork or spoonful, Nikki's finished.
Yeah, but it didn't burn me drinking.
No, I know, drinking, but what I'm saying is you normally can eat stuff that's really hot. So obviously, your mouth has a higher tolerance to heat than your lips.
You can see that, can't you?
I can see it.
Really sore as well.
Earlier, I've got a very short memory, I must say. But earlier, I forgot you told me you'd burnt your lip. And I looked and I was just about to say, oh, you got a cold sore coming on. And then just as I was about to say, I went, oh, no, hold on.
No, I burnt
a cold sore.
It.
It's her burnt lip.
Burnt lip.
Was it the spoon?
It was a piece of potato that hadn't, you know, when I blended,
yeah,
it was a piece of potato that hadn't blended. So I got really, I got excited about the fact that there was a piece of potato. And I was like, excellent, piece of potato. Was that really a piece of ceiling?
A piece of ceiling just fell on us.
Okay. That's the joy of being in a renovation property. So a piece of potato was in the soup,
yeah,
and I actually got excited going, oh, that's so cool, because I found a piece of potato, shoved it up to my mouth.
And it was...
Oh, my goodness. It burnt my mouth, my lips, so badly it's blistered.
It's just like when you take a bite of a pizza and the tomato underneath is retained its heat.
No, but I've never had a blister from soup before. Okay. I've got a soup blister.
And but you've never said that in your life before,
I've never said I've got a soup blister.
I've got a soup blister.
But I won't get my lips done. I won't. I look at those people and there was just like.
Yeah, never get your lips done.
And actually, we've been in the Balkans for. We've been in the Balkans for
on and off
bloody
for
ages
two,
now.
Over 2 years.
Nearly 2 years.
No, because we came into Croatia before Christmas 2 years ago.
Yeah, but then we went back out to Spain and Portugal.
Yeah, but that.
Oh.
On and off, we've been
Did
in the Balkans.
Did that just get picked up on the microphone?
Yeah, the ceiling's collapsing.
More ceiling coming down.
We've been in the Balkans on and off for over 2 years.
They're really big on the travel.
They like. You know what? Today, I was in the closest, biggest town to us, a place called Yambol. And there was a lady in there, must have been in her late 50s, early 60s, something like that. And she'd had a lot of work.
Really?
Yeah. I think from the local tire fitter around the corner. Because you could see she'd had her lips done. Too big.
Really too big.
And then they'd retracted, but the skin hadn't caught up. And she'd had Botox and, you know, things weren't looking great,
yeah,
shall we say.
So she wasn't like a poster girl for cosmetics.
No. Yeah.
But you
she,
do
she's
need
like
to
Katie
understand.
Price.
Okay, you need to understand that I will.
Okay.
I will embrace it if I reach a point that I know that if things are going south, then I need them to go north, whether it's my boobs, my face, just not my lips. I won't get my lips done. I think that looks horrible.
Boobs and bum are fine.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so it's been a bit of a week on social media discussions. You know, I said I'd
Teenage
give her a decision.
Teenage trials and tribulations.
Yeah, I said I'd give her a decision today. So she's been hounding me all day. But the fact is, I still don't feel... I'm really worried. I don't feel informed enough to give her that decision today.
Do you know what I love? Being a dad.
You just hand it to me.
No, I just said to her ages ago, I know what my decision is. I've made my decision and you won't like it. So it's up to your mum now. So she knows that my answer's no.
Yeah.
And the ball is in your court.
Mm, we'll see. So anyway, Joey's out on social media, but she's now rocking out golden eyeshadow.
Well, like you said, she at 12 wants Snapchat, and in the online mum forums and stuff like that, the general consensus
is do you hang out
16.
In mum forums?
No, you were saying
I was just doing a bit of research,
yeah.
And they were saying
they were saying that the
16.
Average age is like 16. And what cracked me up is, like I've said to you before, everyone around here wants TikTok, which is a Chinese company, but TikTok is actually banned in China.
No, you're getting political.
No, I'm not getting political. I'm just saying, quite often the people that invent certain things.
Mm.
Now, again, it could be myth. It could be, what do they call it? Myth or truth or whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
I read a while ago that the company and the main guys that invented...
Are you getting political now?
No, not political.
Okay.
That invented the modern light bulbs that we use,
yeah.
You know, the LED light bulbs and the long life light bulbs.
It's not milk.
No, what do you call them? You know, the light bulbs, the non-traditional light bulb
with a
filament.
Yeah.
It could be false, could be fake, but apparently they don't even use them. They've stocked up on the old fashioned light bulbs and don't use the modern light bulbs, which they invented.
Why?
Exactly.
Why the hell are you telling us about light bulbs?
It's just one of those.
Have you just gone off on some like weird light bulb tangent?
No, it's getting back to like the social media thing.
But how the hell have you drawn?
Because the people that invented these things don't actually use them themselves.
But do you know that the people that invented Snapchat don't use Snapchat?
Well, I don't know. Does Mark Zuckerberg and his family have Facebook?
Probably. You're just going off on a tangent now, aren't you? You're going off on a tangent.
I need more wine.
Do you know what you need to do? Yeah. Have wine, dye your hair blonde, shave your beard.
And get some wet wipes.
And get some
Have a shower with wet wipes.
Anyway, if you've got any experience in teenagers or tweens when it
social
comes
media.
To social media and makeup. Do please share your thoughts and your views. We will be open to you receiving all of them. And
or should we invent our own social media platform around makeup and teenage girls?
I don't even know where you're going right now. I don't even know where you're going right now. But anyway, thanks for joining us for another session of Uncorked. There you go. A little snippet into the world of the Phoenixes, currently in Bulgaria, but a little snippet. We're in our renovation property that is has the ceiling falling on us.
As we speak.
As we're recording.
I hope none of it got picked up on the microphone.
Yeah, I would like to say that the ceiling is only falling on us because we have modified this one little room in here to use as a snug because of the cold weather.
But it hasn't been used in 20 years, so it's moving with the heat and the life and everything
else. It's so cool. We love it, though.
I know, we do.
We love it. Anyway, that's from us at Uncorked with the Phoenixes.
Thank you very much.
I think maybe on another episode in the future, I shall bring Lani in and she can discuss with us from the 12-year-old perspective about social media and makeup.
And she can speak to the parents and give her view
maybe on... she'll do a Canva presentation.
She can give her view on makeup and social media.
As a 12-year-old.
For 12-year-olds.
Yeah, okay.
Pros All and right. cons.
Thank you so much for joining us on Uncorked. And we will catch up with you on the next episode. Take care now,
bye
wherever
bye.
You are in the world. Bye.